Hi, this is Perez Bar-Eichler, and this is Front and Center Talk. We're talking today with Rabbi Sender Dolgan, the founder of Shas Chabura. Shas Chabura is a learning, reviewing program of not only Shas, of all of the Talmud, the Gemara, but of any part of Tanakh, whether it be the Chumash, or whether it be Halacha and Mishnah Brewer, or Mishnayos. It's a way that has been tried and proven to be able to help somebody not only to learn, to remember what they've learned, but to be able to enjoy it, to feel a sense of fulfillment through setting a goal and achieving that goal. And people from all walks of life, all ages, from Cheder Bachram, Masifta Bachram, to younger light, to people that are learning full-time, to people that are only learning part-time, to people that are in business, it runs the gamut, but anybody who's tried the program has said the same thing. It has changed their life. It has turned their attitude around toward their learning. It has really knocked out of the box the whole notion of being frustrated with one's learning, of feeling that they're not really retaining it. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, but this is a way, especially at this time of year as we head into the Yom HaNeroyim, where we want to make resolutions to be able to really get an enjoyment out of a learning by remembering it and by not only retaining it, but feeling a sense of fulfillment and accomplishment. And those notions of fulfillment and accomplishment are two clear-cut goals that Reb Sender Dolgan himself personifies, now going through Shas, the entire Babylonian Talmud, the entire Gemara, once a year. For the past 12 years, Ken Yirvu, may it continue, based on his own system. But he's going to tell you how it can work for you. And I'd like to introduce Rabbi Sender Dolgan, who's going to tell us how the program was initiated and talk about some highlights of it for us right now. And we're going to be brought to you on Yeshiva World News, on the Lakewood Scoop, on J-Root Radio, and a number of the Jewish media sources that are going to be the outlets for you to get plugged in to this great program.
We are all aware of the complexities of learning a Daf Gemara. Abai asks a kasha, and Rava gives a teretz, and then the Gemara goes and brings a kasha from a Gemara in Temura, and the Gemara brings a raya from another Gemara in Krisus, and then there's a Rashi, and then there's a Tosfos, and Tosfos brings a few more Gemaras, and it's very common to feel overwhelmed in trying to follow the logic of the Gemara. And this is a serious problem because we are getting bits and pieces, and then what the result is that we never have a clear understanding. The cheshek to chazer it is not there, and our efforts seem to be to a great degree in vain. There's a second problem. Abai asks Akasha, and Rava gives a teretz, and then we say, wait a minute. 4 lines ago, Rava said the exact opposite, and we have a roadblock. Am I missing the boat? How could Rava make such a statement? Now, there are two kinds of questions. There's a question where it's a very good question, and the Gemara might be asking it 20 lines later, but unfortunately, I haven't got there yet, and when I do get there, I'll probably have forgotten what I learned before. There's a second type of question as well, and that comes from a lack of yediyah, where we make assumptions and then we run into problems because we're missing a broad yediyahs from different places. The question is there a solution to this problem, how we could learn and each time build bricks on the previous learning? The first time the word Talmud Chacham is mentioned in Shas is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei Amud Aleph, where Rashi, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, in 6 words, tells us the secret how one becomes a Talmud Chacham. Rashi says, Talmud Chacham, Shirogil b'mishnoso lachzor al girsoso tamid, which literally means to become familiar with one's learning through constant review. What does it mean, Shirogil b'mishnoso, to become familiar? So I like to give an analogy to a person going into the ocean looking for jewels. He's not going to go the first day into the middle of the ocean, dive down to the bottom, and look for jewels. The first day, he's going to put his feet in the water. The next day, he's going to go a little deeper. Every day is a good day. What he doesn't accomplish the first day, he will accomplish the next day.
Because he knows that he's headed toward that goal, and ultimately he's going to find it. So he has that satisfaction of just the anticipation.
Correct. And there is no... The attitude is nothing is hard and nothing is easy. We're building a building where every day we'll build on the day before and every week on the week before. So to give an example, let's say a person starts with a daf a day. So the first day he'll learn daf beis. The next day you learn your new daf gimel, and then you review daf beis. So when you're saying daf beis, it's not only you're saying it a second time. You have another daf to connect it to. So if you got 10% the first time, you'll get another 10% the second time because you will now have another daf to connect it to. Now, this second day is the most important chazara. Chazal tell us in Tazveni Yom Yomayim Azveka, when you leave something go for a day, it's like you left it go for 2 days. And by seeing it the next day, that then allows you to pick it up, see it again a week later. So for a week, you're going to do today and yesterday. A week later, it's time to chazer. So you're going to do today's daf, or it might be an omud, or it might be a perek, a mishnayis, or whatever you're doing. You chazer yesterday's, and now you're seeing daf beis for a third time. But not only are you seeing daf beis a third time, you now have nine blot to connect it to, or nine amudim, or whatever it is. So every chazara is ein beis medrash below chiddush. Every chazor is what Rashi tells us in Kedushin Daf Lamed, chazor aleim ubdok ba'omkam. The amkas ha'tayra, the havanas ha'tayra comes with each chazor, because with each chazor you are coming back to it from a greater hakef, and by doing it a week later, you can then push it off for a month. A month later, you're going to see dabeis after 39 blot, and then 3 months later, you're going to see dabeis a fifth time after 129 blot, and then it's sufficient to see every blot once a year.
Or you have a notebook that keeps track of this. Not that somebody has to mentally just keep track of this. You have a book that can be recorded.
Right. This is called the Talmud B'Yad booklet, which anybody who can call the office, and I'll give the numbers or the website, and every day you record what you need to learn, and it tells you on the side what to chazer, so that you ensure that nothing ever gets forgotten. And what happens is that by going forwards and backwards, forwards because you need the hekif, and backwards not to chas v'shalom forget, it all becomes mishkan echad, it all becomes one, and it literally becomes your telephone number. When I'll ask you what your telephone number or your address is, it's not because you remember, it's part of you. Every time you come back to Daf Beis, another 10% go into you, and it becomes part of you. And the simcha that this gives to a person is indescribable. A person becomes a different father, a different husband, a different ben adam v'chavero. The siyata d'shmaya that comes from this learning, I call it learning to know, where nothing gets forgotten. Can one imagine the simcha, everything you learn, nothing gets forgotten? And I might add, you don't have to be a genius, you don't have to have an extra special head, even a person with a regular average head can succeed in this program and feel every learning a new Masikas HaTorah as he gains more and more yediyas, and they stay with him, become part of him.
We've certainly seen that in so many people that we've spoken to. We want to hear some of those success stories, and you are certainly a great example of that. But one of the things you've said often, Senator, is you're not looking at Daf Beis in order to know Daf Beis because of the vastness and the depth and breadth of Shas. You're merely looking at it to become familiar with it.
Yes, this is a crucial point, and this is really a major issue whether a person will succeed with the program or not. We were by and large trained when we're learning Daf Beis, we try to understand Daf Beis to the best of our abilities. And we have to realize that there's no way we can understand Daf Beis, both because of its number one, we haven't learned Daf Chof yet. And when we get back to Daf Beis, we're not able to put it together. And the second problem is to realize that because of its the complexity of the sugya, we're totally overwhelmed. We cannot learn six sugyas at one time. However, in the method we are suggesting, we're not learning dat beis to know dat beis, but to become familiar with dat beis. In that way, everybody on any level could build his building until he gets until he finishes his goal. However, there's one more problem that we need to address. How do we learn the Blat Gemara properly the first time? Abaye asks a kasha, and Rava gives a teretz, and we realize, wait a minute, Rava seems to contradict himself from what he said four lines ago, and we have a roadblock in front of us. We can't go weiter. The solution to this problem is by having a Rebbe to teach us what is Abaye's kasha and what's Rava's teretz. What does it say in Rashi, and what does it say in Tosfos? And I might add, one cannot learn every Rashi and every Tosfos because there is so much that has to get done, and this vast ocean has to be crossed. So the Rebbe will point out the two lines of Rashi that's Nogea, and then after the Rebbe teaches it, then we see the two lines of Rashi inside. Or it might be a two lines of a Tosfos, and then we see the Tosfos inside, those two lines. And again, I'm going to repeat again, we're not learning to know. We're learning to become familiar. And whatever we don't get today, we'll get tomorrow, and a week from now, a month from now, until it all will become one. Now, if a person would be zoicha to have a boss of a Dam Rebbe that knows Shas and can take him through Shas, of course, that would be ideal. But since most people don't have that, today, Baruch Hashem, the tools are out there to teach us what we need to know. Some people, it might be, some people would find a great help from Art Scroll or Schottenstein or Masifta or Dial-a-Daf tapes or whatever works for a person. And by a person learning the Gemara properly the first time, meaning from a Rebbe, and chazaring it properly by systematically building his building, he will become a Talmud Chacham, a Yodeh B'chol Mokom. And I can just say, tell you, Ashrecha Boil Mazeh, Parnosa, Rafuas, Shalom Bayis, Shiduchim, the Ribbono Shel Olam just pours on the bracha. And every year, you just feel like you're growing and growing and want to know more and more. Now I'd like to just share with you one or two success stories that I feel will help us to encourage us use this method. A favorite story of mine is a parent from Canada calling me up one day, telling me that he would like to express his hakar satov to me in saving his son. He told me he had a 8-9-year-old son who was a terror in the chadorim. He was a very wild kid. They couldn't control him, and they were on the verge of throwing the boy out of the school. Around that time, somebody showed him the Shas Chabura method, and he started learning with his son a Mishnah day. The next day, the next Mishnah, they reviewed the Mishnah the day before his Mishnah. He told me he's been doing this now for 2.5 years. They finish Seder Moed and part of Nezikin. He tells me that the boy will not go to sleep before they do the Mishnayos. The Rebbe says he's the best kid in the class today, and he says the best part of all is that he has a Kesher Nafshi with his son. He tells him everything that happens in the course of the day. He called me up a year and a half later at his bar mitzvah for an update, where he told me they are now learning two new Mishnas and Chazaring 12, and they're on course in another 3 years where the boy will be able to do 12 Mishnas in an hour, that's 5 minutes on Mishnah, and finish Shisha Sidre Mishnah once a year for the rest of his life. This same boy that was on the verge of being thrown out of school is now on the verge on a derech to become a Godel B'Yisrael.
What is it about that Chazor program that you think made the difference? What did it give him that he wasn't getting?
Well, I think it's very clear when a person feels that every day he's accomplishing and every day on his level, and he has a set goal, and he feels like he's growing, then with every day's learning, it becomes sweeter and sweeter, and he wants more and more, and then all the distractions just fall to the wayside. A second amazing story that I love to tell over is who I term him the tzaddik from Queens. A person calls me up, and he tells me that he's about to make a siyum hashas in another hour or two, and he has my program to thank me. He told me that at the age of 36, he was looking for parnasa and he wasn't learning a word, and he came across my program. He told me that for the last 8 years, he's been doing a blot a day, and tonight he's making his siyum hashas in my schus. So I said, and then he told me something truly amazing. He said over the course of 8 years, there was one week that he missed his learning. He had a high fever, and that was, other than that, he never missed a day. So I said, that's amazing. I said, but then you should have finished in 7.5 years. He told me, well, Zrayim and Tyrus is also part of Shas, and he took another half a year to do Zrayim and Tyrus. I said, wow. I said, tell me, you work. When do you find time to learn? So he told me that he gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, learns for 3.5 hours before davening, and another hour in the course of the day. And I told somebody, I was overwhelmed by this story. I told somebody, if the Mashiach is coming for one person, he's coming for this person. I would like to end with one other truly amazing story that I think many people can identify with. We have an office in Eretz Yisrael, and somebody from Eilat calls the office that he wants the entire Shas according to the Shas Chabura method. So the secretary asked her, he said, why don't you start with a Masechta or two? Why do you need the whole Shas? So he tells her that 3.5 years ago, he was a Chiloni Gamur, a total non-religious person living in Eilat, and he stumbled upon, and he came across this program, and he started learning a blot a day with the program. He says it's 3.5 years since then. He says he became a total chozer b'tshuva just from the learning. The Or Sheba Torah, what the Chazal tells, Or Sheba Torah Machzir al Mutav, made him totally from, and in another 3.5 years, he hopes to finish the entire Shas. And again, it's coming back to every person. Now, if a person has limited time, if you do an Amud a day, even if you do a half Amud a day, but you every day you come and you get your quota done and you build until you become that Talmud Chacham that you've always dreamed about. And I would suggest if anybody would like more information, they should contact our website at shaschabura.org, shaschabura.org. And there's some amazing features there, including two beautiful videos. And there's a FAQ, frequently asked questions section, that many people find great benefit from, success stories. One can make any program to whatever needs he has, or one can call the office at 732-447-4201 and ask for your free Shas Talmud B'Yado booklet and information how you can get started right away. And I would like to give everybody a bracha that the tremendous potential that every single person has in him, he should be able to bring into fruition. And with this, we'll be zeicha to mala haaretz de'as Hashem with the coming of the Mashiach b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Sandler Dolgan. I just want to point out that also that this particular effort to help people gain access to the wonderful program has really been inspired by the life of somebody who himself personified everything that the Shas Gemara hopes to accomplish and give to people, and that was Reb Avram Noach Halevi Klein, Avram Noach ben Ephraim Chaim Halevi Klein Zatzal, who he himself, just prior to his untimely patira, when he passed away that morning, he had already completed, checked off his quota of what he was learning during that time. How many times was it?
He did his nine blot Gemara.
Nine blot Gemara prior to his doctor's appointment, but he made sure he checked that off. And at the Shiva, when Rip Sender and I went to visit the family, those notebooks were on the table, and they were truly his pride and joy. He was a gadol b'tzedakah, he was a gadol b'torah, he was an enormously successful businessman by Shem's Chesed, and the Torah and tzedakah that he lived and personified was represented very much by what he did in terms of his own learning, and he set the path very clearly for each of us by example in what each of us can accomplish. The most important thing, because that's the only thing we're really going to take with us, our Torah, our tzedakah, ma'isim tovim, and above all, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. This is a great time to start, so please contact shaskabura.org or call them at, what's the number again, Sender?
732-447-4201.
Everybody, this is Perez Baruch Eichler for J-Root, Front and Center Talk, and the various Jewish media outlets that we are privileged to be broadcasting this on. Thank you for joining us, Peretz Baruch Eichler.